name is Linda Brewer, and I will be your host for the evening. I cannot get into the control panel until 8:30, so that's the reason. There's a call, someone using the service right, Alice's account right before this. So welcome. We have a wonderful crowd. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I would like to do a control, and there's a hand raised, so I'm going to unmute 0943, and would you please let me know if you can hear me okay?
Hi. Yes, I can hear you fine.
Great. Thank you. And how can I help you, please, ma'am?
Oh, did you already, I wasn't sure whether you wanted to start with something else before I started into a question.
You can go right ahead.
Oh, okay, great. So I'm fairly new with the healing codes, and I've been on the call in the last couple of weeks just to kind of make sure I have an understanding of everything. So I have gone through phase, the 12 days to a challenge life phase. So that's phase one. So I've done it all. I've done the 12 days. I just finished, I guess, yesterday. And wondering, I'm a little confused with phase two, the healing of the heart. I'm reading through it, and I'm trying to sort of understand exactly what the next stage is. And the other question is can I repeat the 12 days again, or should I just go right into the phase two? Because I missed a day.
You can always repeat them, and I encourage everyone to consistently do them because I believe they're simple, they're concise, and they get to the core of the matter of the mind, body, and spirit directly. And so, yes, you can use the one that you might feel the most you need that day, or you can do them consistently for 12 days again.
Okay.
And then you can do one, if you're doing the 12 days straight, one suggestion to consider would be you could do one of the 12 days, and then in the evening you could do maybe something that is bothering you most that day, whatever the category that would fall under. So it is your life. You can use it any way that you are led to do.
Okay, so let me, so I understand. So I could repeat the 12 days, and you recommend that I repeat it again, because I probably would be a good idea going, not being so familiar the first time around. Now I'm a little bit more familiar. And so then how does the phase two, which is the healing of the heart, I don't understand how this works. It says after the second round of 12 days, I jump into the healing of the heart. This day one and day two, day three sort of thing here, I'm a little confused. If you can just go through that. So are we talking about,
okay,
with that one, are we talking about if something happens during the day that you want to heal?
Yes. Well, let's just take an example. I do better myself with examples.
Mm-hmm.
So you're
okay.
Going through the 12 days.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe something comes up and you feel like that you have been prideful about, or you want to understand how you could be more humble or to a situation or to yourself, so you can go to the humble, which is number 11. And I just opened that one. So you don't have to, since you've gone through one time, you do not have to consistently follow them. Listen to your spirit and let your heart and mind follow. And that's how you will get to your issues the quickest.
Okay. And so if I'm not repeating the 12 days, let's say, and I jump right into the phase two, healing of the heart, and it says days one and two, you do, you focus on your primary issue. And when they're saying primary issue, I'm assuming it's like the inhibitors and the virtues that we're talking about.
Well, that certainly could be it, and it could also be that it could be something that come up that day that you felt a certain thought about or a certain emotion about, or it caused you certain physical pains, and you might want to do a code on that.
Okay. And so day one and two, it says you're doing, I'm just reading it off here, on a primary issue. And then day three, it says focus on a secondary issue by rotating through the 9 core healing system categories. And then day four becomes a new day one. Okay. So, this is a 27 sequence is repeated until there's no other issue bothering you. So is it to be done for 27 days?
You can do it for 27 days. My encouragement to you is to listen to your thinking, sense what you're feeling, what mm-hmm. you want to do, and take care of that when it is most prominent in your life.
Okay.
This is your life. These are guidelines. These are processes that you get to choose for your own healing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Got you. Okay, great. Thank you.
You're most welcome, and welcome to the call, and welcome to the family.
Thank you.
And thank you for your question.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And if you have any more questions, just let me know.
Okay.
I'm going to lower your hand and mute you. And so, is there anyone else who has a question in the beginning here? If not, we will go into our universal code. And please be aware of where you are, what you're thinking, how you're feeling. And let this be a time of loving and accepting yourself just as you are, without any judgment, without any condemnation, because you are love and you are light and you are truth. I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to, take a deep breath and put a name, a picture, or a feeling to what you believe your issue is in the moment here. And this would be found, opened, and healed by feeling you with the light, the life, and the love of God. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. So whatever you're willing to release, to understand the truth about, and love, light, and truth, will be your healing this afternoon or tonight. Take a deep breath. Be comfortable. Remember to breathe. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples, both hands, bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Pause. Both hands, temples. Both hands, bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. both hands' temples. Please take a deep breath and let it out very slowly. And become aware of what you might be thinking, feeling, and desire to do or say. Welcome back. We will go into Q&A. Thank you for the raised hand. It is a web call from Quebec. You're unmuted. Please ask your question.
Okay. Hello?
Yes, I hear you.
Can you hear me?
I hear you. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I have one question for a moment. Well, I'm dealing with the Parkinson's disease.
Okay, you're dealing with Parkinson, if I'm understanding you correctly.
Yeah, sorry?
Yes, okay. How may I help you, please?
Okay, I want to know regarding the heart issues finder, you know, where you answer the questions and it produces a report, okay, of the issues with numbers beside it. You know what I mean?
I'm sorry, I did not understand you. Would you repeat that, please?
I'm sorry?
Okay,
You did not understand what I said?
Okay, let's... I don't know whether the connection seems muffled, and so if you can ask me slowly, I will do my best to repeat it to make sure I understand.
Okay, my question regards... The Heart Issues Finder.
The Heart Issue Finder, okay, sir.
Okay, I have questions about how to interpret the numbers that it produces in the report.
Okay, I don't have that before me, but when you take the Heart Issue Finder, it should give you those numbers and what they mean.
Yeah.
And I do apologize. I don't have the number before me, and I don't have them memorized.
Okay. Just a second. I will be right back, okay?
Okay.
Okay, on the second page of the report?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are numbers like the first page, there is a graphic, and the second page, there is a table listing the categories like unforgiveness, harmful actions, unhealthy beliefs, etc.
Uh-huh.
You follow me? And then there are two columns, score and scales.
Uh-huh.
Score and scales are two numbers.
Right.
I want to know where is the documentation for those numbers. What do they mean?
That should have come with your report. It would take me a few minutes to go pull my information out and really refresh my memory on them. So tell me, which score do you feel like is really true with what's going on in your life?
Good question.
Which issue? Uh-huh.
probably on his unhealthy beliefs. Unhealthy beliefs.
Unhealthy belief. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Okay. All right. So what do you think, what do you believe is your unhealthy belief that would cause you such grief that you, it's hard for you to function muscle-wise and emotionally? Do you know what that issue is?
No, I don't.
Okay. So let's take a deep breath. And do you remember when you received the diagnosis that you had been diagnosed with Parkinson's?
I remember when it was, yes.
And how healthy were you before that diagnosis?
I was doing okay. I had no issue before.
Yes, but before the diagnosis, were you, your functionality and your attitude and your emotions, did anything change drastically the moment or within days after you heard the diagnosis?
No. The symptoms started years before, but nobody was able to put a name on it. I mean, I started to have difficulties with movement in 2004.
In 2004, you were diagnosed?
No, I was diagnosed in 2010.
But the symptoms began in 2004?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay. Okay. And so what was going on in your life in 2004 that you began to notice that your motor skills and your brain were not talking to each other?
That's a good question. I don't remember anything particular. It's just
okay, well, that I would encourage you to do the code around seeking that truth. What if anything happened or a memory became very vivid or something in your life during that period of 2004, and then I would begin to do the codes around what did you begin to believe about you and your ability to be mobile and strong and productive, or whatever it was that you really appreciated about yourself more that you can't do now.
Okay. Which code would I use for that?
Well, I would do the unhealthy belief. And are you working with a coach?
Not yet. Considering this, though.
Okay. I would encourage you to engage in a coach if you have the ability to do so. But I would always start with the unhealthy belief, the behavior, the inhibitors, and then whatever comes up, whether it's turmoil, peace, or whatever, then I would find the code that would work with that, and I would process that with my mind, body, and spirit until I began to have the peace that you're desiring.
I see what you mean. You're talking about the healing codes package, right?
Yes, so do you have that, correct?
No, I don't have it yet. I only have the book and the site.
Okay. Okay. Well, you can still use the universal code and do it with the intention of knowing your truth.
Okay, I see. Okay.
If if your intention is always to know the truth in love, light, and truth, the codes will work.
I see. Can I do them like in the between 7 and say and say 12 noon? Can I do all three then?
You can. Yes, but you would need to take them one at a time. I mean, you can do, like if you're going to do them in the morning, you can do all three of them at the same time if you so desire. My encouragement would be to pick one. If you want to do all three of them in a day, I would do one in the morning, one at lunchtime, and one in the evening.
Yeah, except in the evening, I'm no longer very, very functional. But like right now, I have trouble speaking to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I have trouble.
Well, you know, you can also do them visually. You can visually visualize the hand positions.
Okay.
Your intention is to seek truth.
Seek truth.
To be set free in love and light.
Yeah. I see what you mean. A little question also regarding the resting positions.
Mm-hmm.
If I look in the book, I mean, the person seems to touch the healing center when the resting position, not for the normal position, but the resting position, do I touch my skin or I need to be 1 inch away also?
Well, they need to be a little ways with your diagnosis. What I would encourage you to do is to be in a very relaxed position and visualize it.
Okay.
Because if it's difficult for you to do the hand positions, that's going to cause more stress.
I see. Okay.
And so visualizing them is just as powerful as long as your intention is to know the truth and be healed in love and light.
Okay, I see. I see. That would help me.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. That's fine. I will probably join you in the coming weeks. But for now, it's
repeat
okay.
Repeat that for me. Repeat that for me, hon.
I will probably join you seminar webinar later on, next week,
uh-huh.
The week after. But I appreciate your help.
Well, I don't think I'm on next week, but I think I'm on the week after that. But whoever's
okay.
on can help you.
Yeah.
Remember, this is your life.
Right.
And you take care of you. And being uncomfortable holding your hands or anything like that is going to interfere with the energy of the love flowing through. So be comfortable and know that the spirit is working on your behalf. Be relaxed and love you.
Yeah. God loves me. Yes, I know that. That's true.
Yeah. And also we could ask loved ones or a friend or anything to just hold their hands and I'm not saying for anyone who actually has difficulty with the hand positions, you can also invite a loved one to stand in and do the hand positions for you, and you say the prayer and do the intention and relax enough for the truth to come forth.
Okay, I see. Okay. Thank you very much.
You are most welcome. Please let us know how you're doing.
Yes. Okay. I appreciate your help.
Well, I appreciate you, and I will be praying for you, and sending you love and admiring you, and just appreciating you, sending you love and strength.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for participating.
Thank you.
And thank you for working with me at the beginning there. I appreciate the opportunity of being able to connect with you where I could understand. Thank you.
That's fine. I appreciate it.
All right. I'm going to mute you and lower your hand, but you can also feel free to raise your hand again and come back and ask more questions, okay?
Okay.
All
okay.
Right. Thanks. I will
lower my hand and I mute myself, okay?
I will do it. Thank you. Okay. All right. Does anyone else have a question or comment? If not, we had one to come through I think it comes through Ask a Coach. And this came from Jackie, and I do not have a city. She says, how do I heal cognitive issues? And she put us four question marks behind that I sense is very painful, and she is really seeking an answer. And since I do not know how the cognitive issues are showing up in her life and how her body is responding to them, I am going to just talk about kindness, as this is where cognitive issues fall under, because cognitive issues, just a few of the things that cognitive issues can fall under is dementia, development disorders, motor skills disorder, amnesia, and inducing drug substance as a step to stop the pain. So being kind to ourselves, how are you kind to yourself? And when you are kind to yourself, what's your thinking? What's your actions? There is normally a lot of judgment when we're not kind to ourselves. One of the issues is I don't deserve kindness. So there's judgment. There's physical issues, what we can do to punish ourselves physically. It's very difficult to create relationships that can give that love because there's always this barrier, this thinking, I do not deserve this. So, Jackie, if you can give us more information about how this shows up in your life, please let us know. You deserve love. You deserve respect. You deserve kindness. You deserve love. You deserve knowing the truth because you are a human being. We pray for a healing, for an insight, for you to go on the journey of healing yourself and began to be kind to yourself in little ways. What is it that you would like to do for yourself that you don't feel like you're worthy? You feel like you can't afford it? You feel like no one would love you if you do it? How do you reject others' kindness? And as I am going through this, I would encourage you to really look and be willing to seek the truth on your unworthiness belief. How that creates a barrier between being intimate, receiving and giving love, being at peace. Blessings, my friend. And my prayer and intention would be there's something in what has been said that will open a door for you to know that you are loved. You are worthy. You are truth and you are light. Thank you for joining the call tonight through your question. Please hit star 2 if you have a comment or question or you would like to add anything, comment to Jackie about what you might sense or how it helped you or it triggered something in you about being kind to yourself. So you can give it away to others and receive more of it for yourself. Star 2 will raise your hand. Anyone? Have you been kind to you today? With so many living either in close quarters with loved ones and not being used to being with them so much with the quarantines that we have, or being by yourself, how are you kind to yourself? When fear creeps in, how do you calm yourself with truth and love and peace? Have you hugged yourself today? Have you called someone and expressed how much you appreciate them and what they mean in your life? When we get back into the busyness of going out into streets and restaurants and shopping, how do you feel about that? And what beliefs drives that feeling? Star 2 to raise your hand. Anyone have a comment? Anyone? Star 2? Well, we've got some faithful people on this call tonight, so and I appreciate your faithfulness and I appreciate your participation. So let's do the code for kindness. Let's take a deep breath. Can we ask for truth and love and light to come forth about you, about me, that we will understand kindness is a gift we can give ourselves so we can abundantly share with those we meet. Left hand, Adam's apple. Right hand, bridge. Take a deep breath, let your hands rest. And notice if your throat gets tight or if your temples get tight. And what kindness would really, if you were going to sit down and paint a picture or if you were going to describe it in words to someone, what it would be to you. Is your fear someone will not receive it, they will reject you, or they would want something more from you than you can give? Or how it would just feel for you to be kind and the peace that you find in that. And let's do the code again. Left hand, Adam's apple. Right hand, bridge. And if you could say anything to anyone, what would you say? If there is something that you would love for someone to say to you, is that a specific human being or just in general? What would make you know that you're worthy to be loved, appreciated, and kindness to be extended? Star 2 if you have a comment. 5446, Ms. Pat, thank you. We welcome you.
Hi, Linda.
Hey, how are you?
Well, I was pretty good. I was quite very good until today, and I woke up with a headache from eye strain, and it's been with me all day. It's kind of funny in a way because, I mean, it's as if like overnight, now, after all these weeks, now I see what other people have been feeling with the quarantine and the isolation and everything. It's like I was in another planet until today. And maybe it's a good thing that I didn't feel so hot today because that's what it takes for me to have some empathy with others. I'm kind of that way anyway. I remember I had the flu a couple years ago, and I went through quite a thing for a couple weeks of just crying and, you know, repenting and praying and all that. But it took that for me to kind of realize other people aren't, you know, just having this gravy train all the time. Otherwise, I tend to be a little insensitive, and I'm learning that now. So everything has a plus to it. And I guess this is the silver cloud in this headache that I've had all day. It has brought me down emotionally and physically in every way. But the silver lining to the cloud is that now I know how it feels for other people. And it's good that I should know this, you know. So I just wanted to share that.
How is your headache now?
Well, it calmed a little bit. I think I actually snoozed while you were talking to some of the other people. The first code relaxed me considerably, I guess. I'm kind of not totally lying down, but most of me is lying down, and then my legs are like in sitting position. So, but I think I dozed off a little, so I'm a little more relaxed. But the headache it's there. I once in a while I'll get these headaches from using my eyes improperly, and I just got a little careless last night, and I was doing sewing under poor light, hand sewing under very poor light, and straining my eyes and not realizing or not paying attention to the fact that I was straining them. And so today all day it's been kind of hard. Then I have to avoid computers and iPhones and any screen TV because then that makes it last even longer, the headache. So this has been going on for years. But I don't get them nearly as often as I used to. It used to be quite a syndrome. But a healing code helped me for that, which I got. I think that was the first custom code I ever got was for that, and it did help. So I don't get them as often as I used to. But I got one, you know, today, so.
But thank you for sharing, because that's a beautiful example of being kind to ourselves. Knowing that what is going to be good for us, although we keep maybe pushing ourselves. So I pray that the tension in your temples, in your sight, see the goodness in your spirit, and your neck will relax, and there will be peace, that you can love you and take care of you regardless of the outward circumstances in life.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
For
your contribution to mankind and to these calls. And I celebrate you loving you.
Thanks, Linda.
Well, you are welcome, dear heart. It's my blessing to be with you. Is there anything else you would like to share, hon?
Not this moment.
Okay. Well, I will mute you, and if something comes up, you know how to connect back. Thank you. The hour is 9:23. Does anyone else have anything they would like to share? It's star two. And let's remember, you are free to even create your own codes, to do them at any time that you desire. Be sure your intention is love, light, and truth. I am blessed to be with you in these calls. You enrich my lives, my life. Our many days and each day of my life, as I go through looking at myself, and life is a journey, and we are all loving human beings. I pray you will find a way to find the peace that you deserve. Thank you for connecting with us. And if there's no other questions, star two to raise your hand. I'm going to open everyone and you can say good night. And thank you for being here. Thank you for taking care of you and being kind to you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Oh,
thank
good
you.
Night. Yeah, thanks, everybody. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.